With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The UN nuclear watchdog says Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says Iran has stockpiled nearly three times more enriched uranium than was permitted under the 2015 nuclear pact.
It was allowed purity levels of 3.67 and no more than 661 pounds. As of today, we're told by IAEA that Iran's programs have stockpiled 18,286 pounds of enriched uranium.
The coming week will bring a clearer picture of how the economy is faring, with reports on the job market, worker productivity, and the trade deficit, among other metrics. Correspondent Rich Thomason has more.
We'll also hear from more than a half dozen high-ranking Federal Reserve officials, including Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Payroll processor ADP releases its May employment report Wednesday. The median forecast is for 112,000 jobs. Friday brings the government's May employment report, expected to show the addition of 125,000 jobs compared to 177,000 in April. Forecasters predict the unemployment rate will hold steady at 4.2%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has reassured allies in the Indo-Pacific area that they will not be left alone in the face of increasing military and economic pressure from China. At the Asian Defense Summit in Singapore, he says he hopes to regain the region.
Any attempt by Communist China to conquer Taiwan by force would result in devastating consequences for the Indo-Pacific and the world. There's no reason to sugarcoat it. The threat China poses is real, and it could be imminent. We hope not, but it certainly could be.
This is SRN News. Illinois is the site of a nasty battle over transgenderism. More now from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Democrat-led state allows boys to compete against girls in school sports and has rejected President Trump's call to end that practice. But Illinois parents are not happy with that decision. A recent school board meeting in Naperville saw angry moms and dads protest after a local boy beat girls at a junior high school track meet. One local father told Fox News, quote, "Naperville parents will spend thousands on their daughter's sports dreams only to see them lose to a biological male." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two groups have filed a lawsuit over an executive order by West Virginia Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey granting religious exemptions from required school vaccinations. The ACLU and Mountain State Justice filed the lawsuit on behalf of two parents. The vaccine exemption was among several executive orders issued on Morrisey's first full day in office in January. Last year, Republican Governor Jim Justice voted a less sweeping vaccination bill. This is SRN News. Another salmonella outbreak, this time on the vegetable aisle.
Health officials say at least 45 people in 18 states have been sickened, all because of bad cucumbers. They were produced by Florida-based Bednar Growers and distributed to a number of restaurants, hospitals, cruise ships, and, of course, grocery stores. The outbreak detected as part of a follow-up inspection to a 2024 situation linked to the very same company. Jason Walker reporting.
Gaza health officials and multiple witnesses say at least 26 people were killed and scores wounded as they were on their way to receive food in the Strip. The witnesses said Israeli forces fired on crowds this morning around a kilometer away from an aid site run by an Israeli-backed foundation. The military released a brief statement saying it was unaware of any injuries caused by Israeli fire. The foundation said it delivered aid to sites without incident early today. More news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.